So how are you guys going to start your Christmas? You're going to probably like get up in the morning, hopefully you go to church, and then you're going to sit around this like green thing that's decorated. What's that called? A Christmas tree. And then under the Christmas tree, maybe there'll be some what? Some presents. So what I thought we would do today is a little gift giving. Y'all okay with that? So I'm going to ask my volunteers that came up to take a gift from this bag of goodies here. I'm going to ask you to grab a gift, any gift you want, but just one. Just pick a gift out of here, and you can open it up. And we'll see what kind of awesome gifts Father TJ has in his bag of goodies. Go ahead, open it up. Whoa. One at a time. We're not in a hurry. We're not just going to rip them apart. What'd you get?
Intermediate algebra textbook.
Beginning? What do you think? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Is that a good gift? You ever got anything that cool?
No.
Why don't you, how would you describe that book?
Thick.
Thick? Uh-huh. And inside it would be? Love. My favorite subject!
Yes, exactly.
Math! Who else loves math? What a great gift, huh? So what do you think? You think I should take Santa Claus's job? I'm going to ask you to put the trash in here.
Okay.
You think I'm as good as Santa?
Probably
good as Santa. All right, how about the next person? Why don't you grab a gift from here? Go ahead. Any gift you want out of that bag, the bag of goodies. Yeah. What do you think it is?
Not sure.
Not sure. How would you describe it?
Oh, fluffy.
Fluffy. All right, and what are they?
They are socks.
Whoa! What a great gift! Pretty awesome. You ever got anything that cool before?
Probably not, huh?
You think I'm as good as Santa?
Better
than Santa. Yeah. All right. How about the next person? You want to pick a bag out, a gift out of the bag? Anyone you want. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
You don't know. We're just opening gifts. Not going to guess. What do you think it is? Anybody excited?
Band-Aids!
What a great gift! How exciting! You ever got any Band-Aids?
No.
You can rip the paper, really. It's okay. Really, it's okay. Oh, but what kind of Band-Aids?
Toy Story!
So what happens if you get a cut and you see Woody or what's the guy with the green again? Buzz Lightyear on? What is it? How do you feel when that happens? You feel better, right? What do you think about my gift giving? Pretty good?
Yes.
You pretty excited? Okay, so before you grab a gift, do you think it's gonna be a good gift? You think it's gonna be a good gift? Go ahead. Your turn to go to the bag. Oh, what do you think it is?
It's heavy.
It's heavy. What could it be? Rectangular and heavy? What is it?
A brick.
Man, check it out. Whoa, buddy. How exciting. Have you ever gotten one like this?
No.
Never? You can put your trash in there. Is it okay? So, I don't know. So, are you guys starting to think that maybe Father TJ got the bag that's gifts for naughty kids? Maybe. I don't know. Okay, we got two more gifts in there. Let's take a peek. What else is in the bag of goodies? What do you think it is?
I don't know.
You think it's something awesome?
Yeah.
You think it's as awesome as anything they've opened?
Better.
What is it?
I don't know.
You don't sound excited.
No, I'm very excited.
You're very excited, really. I can tell it on your face.
No, I get
you don't like my gifts?
No, I love it.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's Spam.
Spam! And what's Spam? Has anybody ever eaten Spam? Could you really? Could you call Spam food even? Really? I don't know. Okay, so far. So, all right, you can put your trash in here. So far, let's recap the awesome, amazing gifts that were in Father TJ's bag. First, a textbook of beginning and intermediate algebra with graphing calculators. Pretty cool. A pair of pretty, fluffy purple socks. And Band-Aids, Toy Story Band-Aids. A brick and
Spam.
And Spam! Pretty cool, huh? All right, so guys, here's the deal. Next week, you're going to open some gifts. Maybe, hopefully, they'll be a little cooler than these gifts. But here's the deal, guys. The best gift that we get on Christmas, we haven't opened yet. But these gifts here, even though they look stinky, and even though we're like, oh, spam, they represent something amazing that God has given us. They represent the gifts that He has poured down in our hearts and in our lives. The textbook represents what?
Knowledge,
education, the sacrifices that your families have made to send you to school here. That is an amazing gift. It might not be a fun gift to open on Christmas, but it's an awesome gift to have all the other times of the year. How about the socks? What do you think those represent?
Comfort.
Clothes. We have clothes to keep us warm, especially on days like this. Our God has blessed us abundantly by giving us stuff to wear. Sometimes it's fashionable. Hopefully you get some cool clothes for Christmas as well. But the clothes represent a gift from God, that He gives us another gift in our life. How about the Band-Aids? What do you think they represent? Health. The fact that we're able to walk and breathe and move and have our being from our God. The Band-Aids represent the fact that when we're broken, when we're hurt, He heals us. Representing that if we have to wear a big old giant boot on our foot, He will heal us. Right? God will bring us to health. He will restore us, because why? He loves us. And does He love us just a little bit? Does He love us just a little bitty bit? No! He loves us so much! He loves us so much. And here's a couple more gifts that we have from God. What's the brick represent? An anchor, because it's heavy. Keeps us grounded. What are these buildings made out of?
Bricks.
The brick represents the shelter that we have to keep us warm, to give us a place to be able to study and to learn. So the brick represents the shelter. And then the spam is food, because God gives us food to eat. Now, what food are we going to get ready to eat here in just a couple minutes? Not cookies and cupcakes and Christmas stuff. The Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, the greatest, most awesome food. All right, let's listen up, please. Let's listen up. The most awesome food that we can receive, Jesus Himself. And as Catholics, we believe that every time we come to Mass, we receive the Eucharist. It is truly His body, blood, soul, and divinity. And for that, we are tremendously blessed. We have one more gift in the bag, and I'm going to ask you to grab it. Come on. One more gift. And maybe this one's a little bit better than all these other gifts. What do you think it is? A book? Possibly. Close. Whoa, what is it? It's a picture of?
Jesus and Mary.
Picture of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And where are they? They're in the stable. I'm going to show the people here that are here. This is what the greatest gift is, my friends. This is the real gift that we're going to get on Christmas. That Jesus loved us so much that He came into our world. That He came into our lives and He said, I love you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to abandon you. So my friends, Christmas is not about the gifts you're going to open next week. Christmas is about who? It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus saying to you, I love you. It's about Jesus saying to you, I'm going to be here for you no matter what. So here, I got a homework assignment I want you to do next week. Ooh, homework. Who's excited about homework? Yeah. Here you go. Thank you. So here's the homework assignment. Guys, it's not going to be hard. You're not going to be doing anything else over the Christmas break, but here's the homework assignment. Next week, when you sit down to open presents, before you open your first gift, I want you to remember the greatest gift that you receive on Christmas Day. The gift that Jesus Christ came into the world, that Jesus Christ became a man. He came into the world as a baby, a helpless little baby, and He came into the world to say, I'm going to save you from your sins. And so here's the homework assignment. Next week, before you open your Christmas gifts, remember the most important Christmas gift you get. And I want you to tell your family, I want you to tell your friends, whoever you're with on Christmas, to say, hold on, before we open gifts, we need to pray. Do you think you can do that? Do you think you can do that? So before you open your first gift, you're going to do what?
Pray.
You're going to say, hold on, everybody, wait up. We got to say thanks to Jesus. We got to say thank you, Jesus, for coming into our world. Does that sound like a doable homework assignment? That's not too hard for anybody, is it? All right, so my friends, as we get ready to celebrate this Christmas holidays, let's thank God for all the gifts He gives us. Let's thank Him for the gift of knowledge, of education. Let's thank Him for the gift of the clothes that we have, for the health that He's given us, for the shelter that we have. Let's thank God for the food that He's provided on our table. Let's thank God for our family and our friends who support us and encourage us. And most importantly, let's thank God for Jesus. For Jesus, who came into our world to take away sins, to give us the promise of everlasting life. Let's continue our prayer today, and let's ask God to continue to bless us with many gifts. And let's ask God to help us to keep our eyes focused on who at Christmas?
Jesus.
On Jesus, because He is the real reason for the season.